This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, this is the Catholic Couch. This show is run by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group, and we'll dive into life's big, small, and sometimes ridiculous questions.
There's nothing better than piling up into a large, soft couch to hang out. Don't miss out. Come join us on the couch for a chat.
Kia ora and welcome to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Today you're here with Mo.
Hello.
Eliana.
Hi.
And Rain. And we are chatting today about, painting cars, among other things. Yeah. So we've been painting a car this holidays. We've been painting a car. What have we been painting on the car?
This is Rain's car, who is a very adventurous person and loves everything and everything about outdoors and adventuring. So we've been painting mountains and hills and stars and a galaxy on her car.
And some muddy boots.
And some muddy boots on the boot. It's very quirky in the best way possible. It's awesome.
Yeah, so we had a paint day on Friday. That was day one.
Yeah.
And who joined us on day one? Clarence, Frankie.
Lucy.
Isaac. Magda.
Alex did one as well, hung out for a bit.
Yeah. And we did the undercoat, taped up all of the important things that we didn't want to paint over, like the keyhole.
Yeah.
Windows. Important windows. Yeah. And then we made a start on the mountains as well, on one side.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was day one. It was so hot.
It was really hot.
It was a really hot day.
Yeah, I wasn't really there, but I showed up after work, and it was so
the
hot
paint
and sweaty, and it was gross, and it was a great vibe.
The paint was drying in, like, seconds.
Then it dried in the paint pots.
Yeah.
And then it's quite fun to play with when it's like, what does it feel like?
Clay.
It does.
Play-Doh, but not.
Yeah,
it's like stretchy and weird. It was good, but equally it wasn't good because then I had to buy more paint pots because the paint that we needed was like totally dry.
Yeah.
So day two, we were like, okay, definitely let's like hang out in the carport.
So much better. Well.
Yeah. My arms are like even a little bit burnt from that day, like just a tad. Yeah.
It was
my
so
face
hot.
Got burnt like, across my nose.
Hopefully Lucy's didn't because she wore sunscreen. She was like the one
she
person.
Was the smart one.
Yeah, because I bought sunscreen out and she was like, I love sunscreen. Everyone else was like,
she's the kind of person that would say that.
I put sunscreen on the next day.
And then we were in the carport.
So I didn't bother on day three, but.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
So funny.
It was pretty lucky actually, because we planned this a while ago, like the days that we were going to do it, the day before was like the day that it snowed in Stratford, and it was like freezing.
It was kind of wet. It was just not a good day to paint. And the next day.
It was stunning. It was like
so
such a good day. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so we painted some mountains and some rolling hills.
They were.
And then we painted some galaxies.
Yes.
Like sky. You guys painted the roof.
Yeah.
That was the best part.
It was
painting
so
the roof,
much fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Because we kind of just, it was a matter of working together. Because I had showed up not knowing what was happening. And then I'm just like, Eliana, help me. And you did. And it worked. And it was
But like not many people are going to see the top of the car.
Well,
Unless it's like...
Birds will.
Yeah, that's, so. Or like people in planes. Oh, no.
Yes, yeah, people in planes will.
Yeah, 100%. I'll make sure that I drive close to the airport. Yeah. Like, because you know when you're coming in on the plane and you actually do start to see,
yeah.
like...
Yeah, you start to see cars.
Close-up cars and
just
stuff.
Just take Ben every time you go past the
yeah.
airport.
Ben and I could go sit outside the airport in the car so that people can peruse my roof yeah. and so that Ben can peruse the planes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's yeah. going to be... That's we fabulous. Definitely should do that. And I can just drink... coffees at the cafe in the airport while Ben yeah. like nerds out with it and people yeah. can benefit from the roof of
from
the car
the roof.
Exactly.
that you guys painted.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty fabulous.
Yeah. You yeah. never know. Tall people.
yeah.
Giraffes.
That's
a good point.
Giraffes.
Ostriches.
So many benefits to painting the roof.
So many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But oh, the roof also has a secret. Underneath oh. the galaxy, we painted oh, yeah. everybody's name slash yeah. initials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only three people got their full name, though.
Only three people got their full name.
Yeah.
They're the lucky ones. Yeah. Everybody else
Me,
got
Lucy
initials.
And, Isaac. And then we're like, oh, we're not going to have enough room.
Yeah.
So we
yeah.
just started painting everyone's initials.
Oh, that's because your names are also going to go on the front.
yeah.
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 And so everyone who contributed to the painting of the car, their names are written in the stars.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is pretty great. And then, so we've got mountains, galaxy, rolling hills. Magda painted a really cool
oh, it's
compass.
So nice.
It's really good.
It's so good on the front, on yeah. the bonnet, setting good direction. And yeah, then there's some more rolling hills in the background.
Yeah.
Of that. Then we, Ben made a great job of painting the boot so it looks really muddy.
I looked at it afterwards, after the second day. No, third day. And I sat there, I'm like, you just went through a puddle of mud. That was all, it would look yeah. so real.
It does look like that.
Like the different, like, grounds.
Yeah. If yeah. you did, it would just blend in.
I know, yeah. that is the thing. And yeah. so that's going to be great for me because I also feel like mud that splashes on my car will kind of blend into the hills as well. So that's going to be excellent because yeah. my car is not going to look dirty even when it's dirty and then I won't have to clean it.
That
I
is
was
true.
Thinking about that.
Yeah.
Are you going to go through car washes?
That's a good question.
I did go through a car wash right before we painted it.
Right.
Like for that reason.
Yeah, yeah.
It depends how well the clear coat, like if it feels real glossy and shiny and I throw buckets of water at it and it just like glides off, yeah. you know, then yeah. I'll be like, oh yeah, I could probably go through the car wash.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't give me that vibe, then no, I'm going to hand wash the car because I'm going to be worried about the paint job because
yeah.
it's so cool.
It's so nice.
And it took us so long.
It's yeah. not quite finished. But actually, if you think about the mural size and the fact that we were using paintbrushes.
Yes.
We yeah. actually got it done really quickly. Really quickly.
It was yeah. the manpower.
It was. I have the best team in the whole world.
Imagine if it was just you painting your car.
Imagine.
It wouldn't
even be half done.
Nah. It wouldn't even be a quarter done. And the other thing is that I'm externally motivated, and while I was quite motivated to paint my car because I thought it would be really cool,
yeah.
I have that thing where if it's not cool, like, after a day because it's too much work, then I'd be like, maybe I'll paint the side of my car.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
It was really helpful that you were so enthusiastic about painting my car and that it was on your bucket list.
Yeah, I was on it, yeah.
Yeah, because then yeah, I was like, okay, then we have to do it and we'll get lots of people and we'll have a party while we paint the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
With lots of music.
With heaps of music.
Great. Everyone music. Has such a different genre and style of music that they like. So every time we added something to the queue, it would just be random and it was so
yeah.
good.
It was really good. We had some great sing-alongs.
Oh,
one of my favourites was when we had that spontaneous jump jam session and your whole family was there as well, Eliana.
Oh, yeah.
And
was
Alexander
great.
Was also doing jump jam and it was so great. And then Father Tom who lives at the presbytery. So we're painting the car outside of the presbytery, and Father Tom came down the stairs and he was like, "Oh, you serenaded me on my nap." And we were like playing the coconut song really loud.
Oh, I'm so sad I missed
really
that.
Loud. Oh, so if you want to be serenaded on your nap, anybody listening, you should play the coconut song really loud outside.
With me singing.
Yeah, with Eliana singing.
Just hire Eliana and she'll rock
and it will
up.
Just... It'll make your nap. It made Father Tom's nap. Actually, he was such a good sport considering that we were outside of his door for literally 3 days non-stop playing music and
lots
singing.
Of music.
Yeah. And the people at the parish meeting also had like some great they had some great moments.
Yeah.
Some dancing, some singing.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were who was meeting exactly and what they were meeting about, but I hope it wasn't anything super serious. Cause
yeah.
They just hear us screaming the lyrics to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, well, I think that any meeting should benefit from that kind of like joy happening outside the door, really.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've had a lot of fun. Now the theme of my car is, my car's name is Giorgio, after Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, who is an almost saint, who climbed mountains and went on adventures and was epic. And so the quote is Verso l'Alto, which is to the heights, and basically it's like our whole life journey. We're aiming for the heights, we're aiming for God. And then also, I love J.R. Tolkien. I love Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. I love all of the love.
So good.
Yeah. And Tolkien has a quote, "Not all those who wander are lost." And I love that because, you know, sometimes roads take lots of different paths and you don't always know where you're going.
Yeah.
But it's okay because you're not lost. I won't be lost because there's a giant compass in front of my car, like on the bonnet. Yeah. I don't know if it strictly points north, though, but I won't be lost anyway.
Yeah. I love that.
Excellent. So we have a song for you.
Yeah.
I was remembering the other day, or today, yesterday. I remembered yesterday a band called Tiny Ruins that my friend Kieran introduced me to in, like, 2013 or something. And I was like, oh, I'm sure that Tiny Ruins have a song about painting, like the world with colour. And then I can't remember the name of the song, but I found one of their songs, which is equally excellent. And it is called Priest with Balloons. Great title of a song.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So we're just going to listen to this. So this is Priest with Balloons by Tiny Ruins.
Not regular party size, waves crash on either side. He's wearing polypropylene, clutching at straws, holding on to string. What was he looking for? Truth, or was it heaven? Or did he just want to go out with a bang, so to speak? Put his helmet on, steps out, floats on into the sky. Goodbye. It's funny, but I can understand why. I wanna live where the traffic controllers are ballet dancers. Billboards painted over with colors, where unkindness is found in numbers of roses, and nobody feels like taking the commons. Nobody feels like taking the commons. While some were meant for sea, in tugboat around the shore's knee, milling with the sand and always coming back to land. For others up above is all they care to think of. Up there with the birds and clouds and words don't follow. There are times when I sit down to tea, some well-meaning companion will ask me, how's it going with everything? Quite nicely, but I want to live where the traffic controllers are ballet dancers and billboards painted over with colors, where unkindness is fine in numbers of roses and nobody feels like taking the commons. Nobody feels like taking the commons. Nobody feels like taking the commons. Though time has soldiered on, I still think upon him. Waging with the sky, he's crying goodbye. What was he looking for? Truth, or was it heaven? Or did he just want to go out with a bang, so to speak?
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, and you're here today with Aliana and Molly and Rain. And we have been chatting about painting my car.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a Music Monday for quite a long time. So I thought it would be cool, Mo and Aliana, if you could give everyone an update on the mustard seeds. Like, what have you guys been up to?
Well, we've been quite busy. Obviously, we've got our youth mass
every month.
And we're planning on doing two masses now every month. One at 9 a.m. and one at 5 p.m.
That'd be fun.
Which is going to be pretty fun, pretty great to have an extra mass, especially because from the feedback we got from our 9 o'clock mass, it was a lot of fun. It was uplifting and it made my heart very happy. And then we're doing something with St. Joseph's, the primary school, and we're going to be helping out and leading the music for their mass, which I can't remember what date that is, but it's coming up. And we're going to be helping out, so we've had a few practices with learning their music, and it's quite a throwback for me, because I used to be a St. Joseph's kid, and hearing some of those songs, how many years later, it's like, wow, okay, how time has passed.
It's pretty cool, because you guys were talking about, like, doing some primary school songs, like doing a throwback kind of a thing. And then you were asked to maybe just partner up with St. Joseph's. I think they've got, like, they have musicians, like, they have a ukulele band. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so cute.
I'm so excited about that. And so they really, they're missing a pianist. And they also just thought it might be cool for the younger ones to have, like, older buddies, which is so great.
And because there's quite a few of us in the band, so it'll be pretty cool to have, like, not one-on-one, but pretty close to that, working with them. That's going to be so much fun.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be really cool, I think. And, oh my goodness, 9 a.m. Mass. So many people said to me that, like, it was so incredible to have the youth music at the 9 a.m. Mass, and they were really excited about it. So I think it's pretty cool that it can happen on a more regular basis, but it does make you guys, like, a lot more busy.
No, it's fine. It's more fun. I mean, because I had someone sitting behind me at our 9 a.m. Mass, and they said, you know, that was really fun. I quite liked those songs. And this was like an older man. He was like, I might come along more, might bring the grandkids. And I thought, that's the way. That's what we want. That's really cool.
That is so cool. And it's cool as well for any like children or families or young people who come along to Mass to feel that they belong in that environment, like to see themselves like, oh, young people are actually here. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's our way of showing that we are active in the church and that they can be as well.
Yeah.
But you guys also have, like, so much fun as a band.
Yes.
Oh, it's such a good vibe. It's so good.
Every time we have a practice, we probably rehearse for an hour, and then rehearsal goes for 1.5 hours. And the last 30 minutes, we all just catch up after the week. We just chill, and if the doors open, then we hang out on the balcony. It is a vibe. Balcony. It's a good vibe. And it's fun. And it's a good time.
Yeah, you have a good community going on.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a lot of good chats in between songs when you're practicing as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
You might even say that there is more chatting than rehearsal sometimes. But
I agree with that.
But who can say?
That is amen to that.
Amen to that.
That is 100% true. Yeah. And then there's like Bethany and Amelia, or Bethany and Rain being like, guys, what song are we doing next? And it's just...
Well, I would say it's Bethany all the time.
No, sometimes she's chatting too. Oh my goodness. Yeah. And then there's Alexander, who's like adopted Clarence and Isaac.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. He was like, last night, he's like, because we were trying to find out if he liked Clarence or Isaac more.
what a great sibling thing to do.
And Andrew was like, if you had an ice cream, would you either eat it for yourself, give it to Isaac, or give it to Clarence? And he was like, I'll cut it in half, give half to Isaac and half to Clarence. And that was the cutest thing ever.
That's also Christian living.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's so good. Oh.
Oh my goodness. Okay. This week on my to-do list needs to be ordering t-shirts.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
We've got a plan for our Mustard Seeds band t-shirts, and it's been in the works for a wee while, and we've finally got design and colours planned, I think.
Yeah,
and,
we do.
Now it's just a matter of ordering them and getting them. That's so exciting.
Then we will have legitimate band merch.
Then we can all rock up to Lifetane and be like, we are the band. We are a part of this, and we are...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We should play at Lifetane.
I think they will have a worship band, but goals...
Yeah, like, we should do that.
Yeah,
we'll be there in spirit.
I reckon actually that if you guys keep practicing together like every week, that you will be good enough to be at Lifetane as a worship band. I firmly believe that. You would probably need to attend like a few more worship nights. You guys went to one recently.
Yeah, it was really cool. I've now been to a couple in Taranaki. Like, we as a band went to a worship night. I can't remember where it was. Bell Block? Somewhere.
Yeah, North Point.
North Point. Yeah.
And that was a very fun night. The band was incredible. And then I went to a woman's worship night at City West Church. And that was something that I hadn't experienced before. Because the band was incredible, but it was just women. And it was women supporting one another. And it was women around. Oh, it was a very good time. And I wanted to point out that there were these two young women that were dancing their hearts out during one of the songs. And I was like, that's how I'm feeling. That's exactly... Yes. They were going for it. Was a rave, basically, and it was so uplifting because, obviously, at the start it took a few songs to get people into it, but by the end everyone was praising God and having their hands up and just getting really into it, and that was so cool, and just a room full of women, and to those that have been to that church, it's got a pretty decent seating. Every seat was filled.
Amazing.
Which was so cool.
That's so great. I've been to a couple of worship nights recently in Wellington, and we do have a plan to take some of the band to Exalt Worship Night in Wellington. Yeah, I think if you guys get more kind of experience of worship, then you will be more prepared to lead worship, which for camp, there's mass, and then there's also worship. So, but I reckon that you guys are talented enough to do it, because you are. We're incredibly lucky to have a youth band that are enthusiastic, want to play for many masses every month, and who like are actually incredibly talented and have fun doing it.
Lots of fun.
The dream.
Yeah.
It was one of my goals when I moved here, was like to actually get youth music like happening, and Father Vui was like super keen to have a youth band, and so I'm so pleased that you have been so enthusiastic about like responding and being like, yeah, I want to be in a youth band. So amazing.
I mean, like, who wouldn't want to be in a youth
band? It's been so fun.
It's such a vibe.
Yeah.
It's such a vibe. It's like so good.
And just like the opportunities to share that with other people is great. I can't explain it other than fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
But I think like so much, like it's more than just like fun, you know, going out with friends or whatever. There's a lot of joy in it, which is, like slightly deeper, but also fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. Yeah.
There was joy in painting my car too.
Lots of joy.
Lots of joy.
Especially with
I felt
the music.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And the laughs. I can't even remember. Oh, actually, there were a couple of things that were really funny. Yeah.
There were so many catchphrases that came from painting. And not even painting, like ones from mass and ones from like, oh, there's going to be so many inside jokes from that.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Amen to that.
Eliana was like so holy, she was practically levitating because she went to two masses in a row on Sunday.
I could feel the Holy Spirit inside me.
So at the end she was like, you know what? Amen to that.
Yeah.
That's been the saying since.
Yeah, it's gonna go on the car.
Yeah.
Because we haven't painted the quotes on the car yet. We've got like the finer details.
Yeah.
And one of them is muddy boots by side. The muddy boots on the muddy boot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going to say muddy boots, amen to that. And then, you know, when you write a quote and then you have like who the quote's by?
Yeah.
It's going to say muddy boots, amen to that, Eliana Luke.
Love it.
Love it.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll put Illuminate somewhere on it because, it was our youth ministry project. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be
been
great.
Such a good thing to just do over the like a weekend in the holidays, because it's a way to spend time with people that I love, and that is just, it brings me joy to be with them, and especially doing crafty things. That's my whole thing. I love it.
Me too. It's definitely been a joy bringer for sure.
Yeah,
it was so much fun.
I don't think that I'd be able to paint my car like myself. It just wouldn't be as fun. It would be like 3 days of just like silent brush strokes.
So boring.
Yeah, I mean, it would be good because I love painting.
Yeah.
But equally, it was so much fun to do it as a group project.
Yeah.
So appreciate that a lot.
If it was just me, I would have given up.
You'd drive yourself insane.
Yeah, I'd be like twitching. Just like.
I'd probably be like, okay, I will paint some detailed things and then I'll just throw, you know, like those things where you fill up water balloons with paint and then you throw them.
Yes.
I'd be like, this is where we're at now because I'm frustrated with all the brush strokes.
I'd paint like
that's on my bucket list. So if we want to make that come true,
there we go.
We could do that with my plane.
We could do that with my house.
Or we could sell that, like a not an art auction, but for our craft thing.
We could
make an illuminate paint balloon art piece and
summer.
Then draw over it or something.
That
yes.
would be
or
cool.
Have little ideas.
All right, we have less than a minute left. So that's pretty much us for the Catholic Couch this week. It's gone really fast.
It has.
It's gone
like
so fast.
So thank you heaps, Eliana and Mo, for being on the couch this week. And we look forward to you listening with us next week on the couch.
It's been fun.
It's really fun.
It's been a vibe.
Amen to that.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.